Roberts. Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson back again, filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We've got a good show lined up today. I got several guests calling in over the next 4 hours, and thank you if you're up and listening already, which might only be my parents right now, but that's okay. We're going to dive into some topics here. We've got Commissioner Lumen May calling in a few minutes, around 5:20. Talk about Southern Youth Sports Association, the youth sports program that he runs out of Legion Field over there on the west side of the city of Pensacola. They had a 5-star recruit at a Catholic high school that signed yesterday with the LSU Tigers, which is exciting, even though it's not the Auburn Tigers, which is very upsetting, but that'll be all right. We'll survive, I guess. This young man went through Southern Youth Sports Association and now is a graduated Catholic high school, and or maybe he's graduating this May, and he has signed with LSU Tigers. We'll have the next hour, 6:20 or so, we'll have Troy Rafferty, who, you know, he and his wife Ashley donated $1 million to put towards the Rafferty Center, the kind of an extension or adding on to that youth sports program. And this is a charity that you know, Troy has supported for a lot of years, and so we're going to talk about that. They had a big meeting a couple of months ago and got approval for the Rafferty Center to be added over at that city park, Legion Field, to build a new facility there. So we're going to talk a little bit about that. We'll have the CEO of Community Health of Northwest Florida coming on at 7 o'clock hour to talk about Sandra Smiley, to talk about some of the impacts that the big beautiful bill that was passed in Congress, the Medicaid rollbacks, what that's going to do for the services that she provides over there at Community Health Northwest Florida. And then we've got another 2 hours after that, from 7 to 9 o'clock, that we've got lined up for you, and we'll be talking about 4th of July, all that good stuff, because that is tomorrow. So anyways, again, I'm Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3. I'm the executive director of the Downtown Improvement Board. We talked a little bit about the Downtown Improvement Board yesterday, but again, that's a organization that was formed just over 50 years ago now in 1972. And the property owners at the time decided they wanted to charge themselves 2 extra mils on their property tax to create some funding to put towards improving downtown, making it clean. At that point in time, trying to get, you know, empty storefronts filled. And fast forward 50 plus years later, and here we are. We've got a great downtown, booming downtown, and these property owners are still paying an extra 2 mils on their property tax. And they, you know, the biggest thing that we do downtown is we try and keep downtown safe, keep it clean, and give you a reason to come downtown, enjoy your downtown, and support these small businesses that we had. And we had Sam Breedlove with Rusted Arrow on yesterday talking about all the retail stores that we have downtown and some of the programs that they put on to try and get folks and encourage folks to maybe not shop online as much or go to the big box stores and to come downtown and support small businesses and their retail. So, but again, we've got a 5-man cleaning ambassador crew that we're extremely proud of. It's our largest spend down at DIB each year, and the DIB board dedicates about $250,000 each year for that program to have these 5 individuals. They're downtown working 7 days a week, pressure washing, getting graffiti off of buildings or in the parking garage or off the sidewalk, you know, cleaning up broken glass bottles, cigarette butts, making sure that the trash cans are as clean as possible. And these guys are, you know, nonstop. You can imagine downtown's a, seems like a small area at times, but when you got to think about cleaning it up, it gets big pretty quick. They pick up several, you know, tens of thousands of pounds of trash each year. And they're also down there to help folks. If they look confused, you know, they'll stop and ask them if they need help for directions on where to go. So make sure if you're ever downtown and you see our guys down there cleaning, to, you know, just tell them thanks. They get down there about 4:30 a.m. each morning and get to work. And then we have another shift that comes in around noon or 1 o'clock. And it's always wild to me. I go in and they're on their lunch break at 9:30 in the morning because they get in so early. But they do an incredible job and really a dedicated group of guys. So we're proud of that down at the DIB and all they do. And I always want to give them a shout out. So we're going to head to a commercial break here for a few seconds. And when we come back, we will have Commissioner Lumen May from District 3 talking about Southern Youth Sports Association.
For almost two decades, Bella Magazine has been celebrating the women of the greater Pensacola community. The tradition continues as Bella Magazine brings print to radio every month on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Tune in today at 9 to hear latest health and wellness, philanthropy, stories on local businesses and women, fashion and beauty, home and garden, food and wine, travel stories, and more. That's the Bella Magazine Show, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
If you own a business, chances are you did not get into that business because you love managing employee benefits and payroll and HR. Probably that stuff gives you the, like it's not fun to think about. You got into business to what? Build computers or service cars or handle landscaping or, you know, whatever it is you do. And then as your business grows and you have employees and you have to deal with this stuff, and by have to, I mean have to. It's not fun. But you want to make sure to take care of your people. Give them the best health, dental, vision, life, and disability insurance that you can, right? At the best prices. That's where Torgerson Causey comes in. They're good at this. In fact, kind of weirdly, they like this stuff. They went into business to do the thing that you kind of hate doing because they like it, they're good at it, and trust me, having used them now for about 4 years, Cat Country and News Radio, we've been using them since 2021. They have been fantastic. They gave us plans we didn't have before, choices we didn't have before, better customer service than we ever imagined. Torgerson Causey, more than 20 years helping local businesses like yours. Give them a call today for a no-obligation review, 433-9996, or online at tcbenefitsgroup.com.
An official message from Medicare.
I turned 65 this year. I knew it was time to figure out Medicare, and I had questions, like when to enroll and how to enroll. So I went straight to the official source, medicare.gov, to get the facts about Medicare. I found answers to all my questions, and I'm ready to get started. And so can you. Just go to Medicare.gov to get the real facts about Medicare.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aid.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3. Happy to be back. We are already rocking and rolling this morning. We should have Commissioner Lumen May calling in here shortly. We're going to talk about the Southern Youth Sports Association. It is a youth sports program that is run out of Legion Field over on the west side of the city of Pensacola, kind of near, we'll say, A and Garden Street or E and Garden Street. There's a big city park there. It's got a splash pad. They've got a city library connected to a basketball court. They've got a big football court out there. The city's really invested a lot of money into that park, and mostly because it gets utilized. And they have, I believe, and when we get Lumen on the line, he can tell us about this, but I believe they've got close to 1,000 youth that are in their sports program, from football to basketball, cheerleading, dancing. And so we'll talk to him about that. And I think we've got him here on the line now. So we'll get him on in just a second. Commissioner Lumen May, thanks for joining us, calling in early in the morning. How are you doing? All right, Commissioner, are you there? All right, we're having some, not sure what's going on. Oh, we got to get his microphone up. Commissioner Lumen May, are you with us now?
Walker, I'm with you, sir. How are you?
Good. Doing good this morning. Wanted to bring you on and not maybe dive into county politics this early in the morning, but certainly wanted to talk about kind of your big win. I know Andrew's covered it here on the show with the Southern Youth Sports Association. We've got Troy Rafferty calling in about an hour to talk about the Rafferty Center, but I know that there was a big signing down at Legion Field in the May Center last night, and we got a student sign with LSU Tigers football. And so wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about the program, why you started it, and its success, and what event y'all had last night, and some other maybe notable alumni that have come through your program.
Good morning, Walker. Thanks for having me. I mean, it's an early morning, right before the July 4th holiday, so it's great being up and being here on you and Andrew's show. But, yeah, a great day for not just Southern Youth Sports Association on yesterday. It's a great day for Escambia County, a great day for Catholic High School, and a great day for Southern Youth Sports. And when Trent Richardson, he kept us all by surprise. He was recruited, probably only one of three D1 football players that are signing out of Pensacola. I think we've had two Clarity, the Clarity kid who started with us, and now Trent, who's going to LSU. Dad, Timothy Henderson, dad has worked downtown in many of the restaurants, but Trent started with us since he was about 5 years old. Just a great kid, and was getting ready to sign, and didn't want to sign at his high school. I mean, it was his loyalty to the Coach Trades and the Coach Palmers. He said he wanted to sign where he spent most of his time, and he spent most of his time right down at the May Center, playing football since he was five for Southern Youth Sports Association, and which he's a great academic kid because we put academics above ball, and went on to go to Catholic High School, and decided one of his reasons for signing with the LSU Tigers because he's been a Tiger all of his life, and in his remarks he said, "I want to continue to stay a Tiger." And so just a great tradition. We've been very blessed with a lot of D1 prospects who've come out of Southern Youth Sports. Douglas Baldwin, who played with the Seattle Seahawks. Jeremy Reeves, who is continuing to play right now, played at South Alabama and playing with the Washington Commanders now. Jeremy, who's also played in the Super Bowl. We have Khalil Davis, who played for us, who's now playing in the NFL. So we've just been very fortunate to have a lot of young people, Walker, who are just dedicated, man. It's nothing other than the commitment from, you know, the 200 volunteers that we have that are committed to improving the lives of our young people. So we were very thankful. And yesterday, hundreds and hundreds of people from all walks of life came out, probably half of the student body of Catholic High School and many of the current children who participate at the May Center. And coaches and volunteers and parents, and quite frankly, just the community came out to support this young man, and we're wishing him well. You know, now with the NIL deals, just so many opportunities for him, and yesterday was life-changing for him. Whether he plays NFL or not, for him to go and get a good education at LSU and the opportunity to be able to do his NIL deal, it's pretty huge. And as we know, you don't get these blue chip D1 scholarships every day from a community, and our community has just been very blessed to produce such great athletes that have come from the program. You know, we grew up before this program was started. I grew up with Derrick Brooks and Roy Jones and Emmitt Smith, and we all kind of played, you know, together at the Salvation Army, and the tradition continues. And I think it's just because of the dedication, Walker, and the hard work that these young people are doing. And so we're excited. I mean, we're excited with that, and that's why, you know, we have so many kids, probably over 1,000 unduplicated kids, and we're very thankful to Troy Rafferty and for his generous donation for him and Ashley Rafferty, and to the mayor and to all those city council people. We are expanding the footprint. Many people didn't recognize it was just a gymnasium. It was not. It's not really a resource or a community center. We don't have classrooms, and we don't have those things. We just had a gymnasium, and so we wanted to look at how could we expand that blueprint in a public-private partnership without utilizing tax dollars for the capital construction improvement. And so we reached out to Troy Rafferty, who's been a longtime supporter. He and Fred Levin and that firm has and Troy has always taken, and we started the Hope Scholarship through the Rafferty Foundation, and just giving children hope. And that, you know, that scholarship is awarded to children who are not just playing athletics. It's children who do the right thing, who stay out of trouble, who engage in their community, who engage in civics and community. And Troy said, how can we do more? And we said, simply, we need a facility. We need to give children hope. We need more of the Trent coming through who may not go to LSU and play football. Or we need more of the Doug Baldwin who came through and went to Ivy League school, and Jamie Reeves, who graduated with honors from South Alabama, because we know that academics and jobs are important. And so we started offering those scholarships and encouraging kids to not necessarily have to go get a bachelor's or a master's, but get a trade, get a skill, become an entrepreneur. And so we're very proud. Probably 90% of our coaches and volunteers are young people who came through the program and recognize that their contribution may not be in the NFL field or NBA court, but their contribution can be getting off work as a fireman. We have Dominique Jones, who's a fireman for the city of Pensacola. We have Polk, who's a fireman. We have highway patrolmen. We have HVAC workers. We have construction workers. We have those who have worked well and not necessarily want to get a college degree, but want to get in the employment world, and they come back and give back every day. And that's what this new center is going to do. And it was just a great partnership with the community to go down, and we're very thankful to the city council and to the mayor for forming this partnership to be able to provide these services to our children.
And you do such a good job. I know that you are over there all the time. You've got a ton of volunteers that help make that program work, and I just wish that I knew that Trenton Henderson wanted to be a Tiger, because I would have had a school for him up in Auburn, Alabama, that he still could have been a Tiger and it would have been all good. But, you know, I didn't need to be on the recruiting trail. So, and he was ranked the 28th best national recruit in the country by 247 Sports, the fourth best edge rusher, and the fifth best recruit out of the state of Florida, which is wild. So they got a five-star recruit right here out of Pensacola, which is exciting, and we'll be excited to watch, you know, his career progress. And Commissioner May, I know we've got just about a minute and a half left before we go to a hard break here. And I know there's been a lot of work going on over at Baptist, and that's a big project that you've been working on with, you know, partnering with the city to try and really transform that since Baptist has left. So I'll give you about a minute to try and cram as much as you can about Baptist facility.
Hey, I'd much rather talk about Trent, a young man, as you said, who's probably one of the top students in the country. Right out of, the difference right down on Gregory Street at Legion Field, big things. And, you know, when we talk about the impact of Walker, that young man is bringing, we're talking about tourism dollars and attention to Pensacola, the investment in human capital, investment in that young man, and the donations and support of people like Troy Rafferty is going to yield big wins for Pensacola. Because people didn't just talk about Southern Youth Sports yesterday nationally. They talked about all the talent coming from Pensacola nationally because of what Trent did. But about Baptist, and that's near and dear, Walker, as you know, Baptist Hospital was a hospital that was kind of created when African Americans could only go to the public hospital or university hospital, we are working diligently. I think that, you know, there's some compromise, or there may be some difference of opinions. I know that this is a needed project. It's an important project, and a lot of people get confused in terms of exactly the allocation of dollars. You know, we have negotiated two buildings because health care is important. Yep. Health care from community.
We're running out of time, Luma, but I know that's a big project that you're working on, and we'll continue to follow, you know, your leadership and what you're doing over there. Thank you so much for calling in. We'll be back right after the break.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House is expected to hold a final vote this morning on the Republicans' tax and spending bill, a vote to proceed with debate passed overnight 219-213.
I'm confident that H.R. 1 will make America safe, strong, and prosperous once again.
So here we are, actually voting not just for the biggest loss of health care in American history, but the biggest increase in our national debt in American history.
Texas Republican Jody Arrington and Pennsylvania Democrat Brendan Boyle. The June jobs report comes out this morning.
Economists are expecting that U.S. employers added 110,000 new jobs during the month, which is slightly less than May's gain of 139,000. The unemployment rate is forecast to tick higher at 4.3%.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The L.A. Dodgers' Clayton Kershaw is the 20th pitcher in Major League history with 3,000 strikeouts. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio 92.3, 76 degrees right now. We've got partly cloudy skies. We'll get to our forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson here in just a few minutes. Officials with the Gulf of America Homeland Security Task Force arrested an illegal Russian immigrant that tried to purchase a gun in Baldwin County yesterday. The man reportedly made multiple attempts to purchase a firearm before he was taken into custody. Santa Rosa County deputies have detained four men after a drive-by shooting in East Milton. That incident is being called a drug deal gone bad. It happened at a home on Highway 87 near the Piggly Wiggly. Officials say five men had driven to the home to purchase drugs when a suspect attempted to rob them, then started shooting. The man opened fire on the suspect and drove away. They were stopped by deputies at a nearby grocery store. The suspect was then later detained after barricading himself inside the home. Officials say nobody was hurt. A firearm was recovered. Seasonal hot weather is a real concern for pets. News Radio's Chris Bryan with this report. He says you need to know the heat-related warning signs.
Pets need protection this summer. Here's a few safety tips you might want to consider this July 4th holiday. Make sure you keep your pet off the hot asphalt and on the grass. Give your pet access to shade, and don't forget plenty of water. Hydration is so important this time of year. And if your pet has been out in extreme temps, make sure to watch for signs of heat stress or heat stroke. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Chris. Well, if you're flying out of town right around now for the holiday.
We're expecting more than 800,000 passengers, so about 165,000 per day, and that's on par with last year, so similar to the record-breaking numbers we had last year.
That is Greg Chin, who says they're advising everybody to arrive hours early for any type of domestic flights and up to 4 hours for international flights. The AAA had said that they're expecting record amounts of travel for this year's holiday, 4th of July holiday season. Well, after recent declines, the number of policies reported by Florida's insurer of last resort, Citizens Property Insurance, saw an increase last week. The number of policies went up to 778,262 from 777,592, but that figure is still down from the 820,882 that was reported 2 weeks ago. The decrease is part of a depopulation program aimed at transitioning customers to the private insurance market. Citizens has become the state's largest carrier, as private insurers have struggled in recent years. State leaders are aiming to reduce the number of policies that citizens has to mitigate risks. Governor Ron DeSantis' net worth rose nearly 18% last year, reaching more than $2 million. A financial disclosure report showing the governor earned $625,500 from HarperCollins in 2024, maintaining the same amount as in 2023. The governor's other income was $141,400 from his position as governor, and he reported no real estate holdings. Meanwhile, Agriculture Commissioner Wilton Simpson also saw an increase in net worth, climbing from $19,775,000, largely due to some new financial assets. And other statewide officials also reported their net worths, including Ashley Moody and new District 1 Congressman Jimmy Patronis. Following recent changes in office, Moody reported a net worth of $4.4 million, Patronus $9.25. Florida's newest immigrant detention center may be filling up already. Florida Attorney General James Uthmeyer said plans are in place to check in hundreds of criminal illegal aliens at Alligator Alcatraz. The Everglades facility was built to hold up to 5,000 detainees. It's 5:35 at News Radio, and let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast with meteorologist Brooke Richardson.
We are going to be seeing temperatures warming up this afternoon near 93 degrees. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 73. On Friday, 20% chance of rain for your 4th of July, but most of us looking nice and sunny, high near 94. By Friday evening, we will have temperatures dropping near 76, should look decent for fireworks. Heading into your Saturday, plenty of sunshine with a 30% chance of a pop-up shower, high near 94 degrees. Sikaka, Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it is 76 degrees. Your next news in 30 minutes. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Nicole Murray with your money now. U.S. chip software maker Synopsys said the U.S. government has rescinded its export restrictions on chip design software to China. Its rival, Cadence, also confirmed the reversal and was restoring access to our software and technology to affected customers. The U.S. had reportedly told several chip design software companies on May 23rd that they were required to obtain licenses. Datadog shares were up 10% in extended trading after S&P Global said the monitoring software provider will replace Juniper Networks in the S&P 500 U.S. stock index. Datadog is profitable with a higher valuation than the median company on the NASDAQ composite index. OpenAI said it did not partner with Robinhood on the tokens and emphasized no equity transfer has been approved. Robinhood unveiled the tokens at a product event, sending its stock to a new all-time high. The promotion offers €5 worth of tokens to EU users, though U.S. users remain excluded due to regulatory barriers. Futures are slightly higher. That's your money now.
At Pensacola Christian Academy, your child will thrive in a safe, caring environment designed to build a solid foundation. Kindergartners become confident readers, develop fine motor skills through cursive writing, and sharpen problem-solving skills with engaging hands-on learning. Experience the affordable excellence and unmatched value of Pensacola Christian Academy. Learn more at enrollpca.com/radio.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 for the Pensacola Expert Panel with me, Eldon Scott, your host, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing barbecue prizes, and hear how Sonny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. We're spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Make sure to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Tomorrow is the Free Pensacola Fireworks, presented by Pensacola Young Professionals and the Pensacola Chamber. At 7:30, be at Community Maritime Park for Pensacola Symphony's free Sparks and Stars concert, sponsored by Peter Muget and Pensacola State College. You can also listen to the symphony broadcast live at 7:30 right here on News Radio 92.3. Continue listening at 9 as the fireworks will be synchronized to the music presented by Penn Air Credit Union. Bring your radio and enjoy the 4th of July.
This is a test of the emergency alert system. This is only a test.
Yeah.
Ready for intelligent and thought-provoking conversation? Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Guy Benson, the brilliant and charismatic host, brings you a fresh perspective on the biggest stories of the day. Guy keeps you engaged and informed. Don't miss out on the intellectual thrill ride. Tune in to The Guy Benson Show on News Radio Pensacola from 2 till 4 p.m. It's the show that'll challenge your thinking and leave you wanting more. On News Radio Pensacola.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson filling in for Andrew McKay here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. We do have the text line open, so don't hesitate to text in or join in the conversation that we've got going on. And that text number is 850-437-1620. And we had a little bit of news that I saw pop up yesterday as I was scrolling on the old Facebook there, and our friend over at Studio 850, John Singley, broke a story about the Pensacola Police Department officially entering into a 287G agreement with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or most referred to as ICE, that makes Pensacola one of over 280 Florida law enforcement agencies, which includes all 67 sheriffs, so all counties in the state of Florida now formally working with ICE to enforce federal immigration laws. What all that means is that they are now part of a federal program under Section 287G of the Immigration and Nationality Act. It allows local officers to go through training and deputized by ICE to question, detain, and even issue arrest recommendations for immigration violations. This is includes during their routine stops, like a traffic violation or even community complaints. Not exactly sure what that means, but Pensacola has signed what they've called the task force model of this agreement, and that's the version that allows immigration enforcement to be carried out as part of daily police activity, not just when someone is already in custody. So this can be, you know, anything that they're called to, they can question someone's status of being in the country if they have suspicion or probable cause to think that they may not be here legally. This memorandum of agreement, it was signed by the police chief, Eric Randall, and was approved by ICE on June 18th. So far, we've only had one PPD officer that has volunteered but hasn't started the training yet. So they do have to go through training with ICE, get certified before they are actually able to participate in this. And so we may see more officers go through that training. And this is all kind of being driven by Florida's 2025 immigration laws that were passed earlier this year in the state legislature. I think they even had a special session on this. They were doing that, I think, before maybe even regular session. And the offer financial incentives and liability protections for local officers who participate. Officers can get a $1,000 bonus and legal coverage while acting under ICE authority. And of course, we do have some cities around the state that are not on board with this. We have City of Key West tried to pull out of their own 287G agreement, saying it was never properly approved. And in response, the Florida Attorney General, James Uthmeyer, is threatened to bring criminal and civil charges unless they are reinstated under this act, the 287G. And his statement was pretty clear when he said, "We will not allow unlawful sanctuary policies in the state of Florida." And for as far as the city of Pensacola, the city says that the ICE agreement did not require city council approval, just the police chief's signature acting on behalf of the mayor. And so it'll be interesting to see kind of how this unfolds. It's kind of, I hadn't heard anything about this. It does seem as if all 67 sheriff's offices have fallen under this act. And I guess, you know, I'm not sure how many of the sheriffs have gone through this training, have been certified through ICE to be able to participate. But I'm sure we'll be hearing much more on this topic as it is hit the internet with waves here locally. It looked like at least the reactions I saw on Facebook, pretty popular post that John put up on Studio 850. So be sure to follow that, and I'm sure there'll be much more. But we are going to go ahead and head to commercial break, and we will be back here in a few minutes.
The Florida Hot Tub and Swim Spa Expo is rolling into Pensacola for a blowout weekend, July 4th through 7th at the Pensacola Interstate Fairground. They're clearing everything out: hot tubs, swim spas, saunas, and cold plunges, with savings up to 50% off. Many models available for immediate delivery and zero down interest-free financing for those who qualify. Inventory is limited. It's first come, first serve. So don't miss out this weekend only at the Pensacola Interstate Fairground on Mobile Highway in Pensacola. Visit FloridaHotTubExpo.com.
Helping people solve all kinds of problems to the complicated mechanical or semi-mechanical systems that are inside of their home. You know, plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, the stuff that's just kind of difficult and it really takes an expert to repair. For more than 55 years, everywhere from Tallahassee all the way to Mobile, Fort Walton, Destin, Gulf Breeze, Jay, Pensacola, and everywhere in between. In fact, just last year they expanded all the way to Mobile, so across the state lines. And one of the things they do is they'll show up on time. They'll be professional. They'll install high-quality products the right way the first time. And they will stand by that installation 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Now, it is warm, and it is getting warmer. And for this month, the deal is very simple. If you'd like to get a new air conditioning system because you're concerned about the real heat that's coming, $1,000 off any new air conditioning system right now. And special financing does apply. There are some restrictions, so you might want to ask about that. But get $1,000 off a new AC system right now with Peden. Find out more at Peden, PEDEN.com.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College, on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. The Great Milton Duck Race is Friday at the Milton Downtown Bridge starting at 5 o'clock. Proceeds benefit the community missions of the crew of Blackwater Pirates. Locations to get your ducks is at blackwaterpirates.com. Celebrate America Friday night at the Community Maritime Park Amphitheater with the Pensacola Symphony beginning at 7:30, followed by the Pensacola 4th of July fireworks show over the bay. Get all the details at newsradio1620.com. Happy 4th of July.
Get the Midday News live with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, 11 to 2, before Guy Benson on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Good morning, Pensacola. This is Walker Wilson on News Radio 92.3, filling in for Andrew McKay as he is out of town for the 4th of July. And speaking of the 4th of July, we have obviously some amazing events going on in downtown Pensacola on Friday for the 4th with fireworks. And one of those events is Symphony, Sparks, and Stars. And I've got on the phone with us attorney Peter Mouget with the Levin Papantonio Law Firm, who has hosted and sponsored this event for a number of years, Peter, and just wanted to kind of get you on the air and give you some time to talk about what this event means to you, how you came up with it, and what folks should expect when they come downtown Friday for Symphony Sparks and Stars.
Good morning, Walker. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's, we started as a little idea 9 years ago. This is our ninth year. And let me just kind of start with what it is, and I'll walk you through how it started. But we have the symphony that plays just fun, patriotic music. So even if you're not a symphony goer, it is a great time to come down and bring kids or family, put a blanket in the amphitheater that's right behind the Blue Wahoo Stadium. It's right on the water. You get a nice breeze. Symphony starts at 7:30. It's free to the community. And symphony plays for about an hour and a half. We have the color guard from each of the branches present the colors and the national anthem at 7:30. And then my favorite part is we've never had a Navy presence. And we grew up in Pensacola, and we just never had a Navy Marine Corps presence at our 4th of July. So one of the things we had to do is they were kind enough to the base to put on a jet flyover. So they send a couple jets right over the amphitheater, right at the end of the national anthem, that come all the way down Main Street and tag the end of the 3 mile bridge. Pretty cool way to start the fireworks. And the symphony plays until 9, and then Brent Lane comes on and kicks off the fireworks from the stage, and then the fireworks go off. It's just a great way to do the fireworks. We get a few thousand people, several thousand people down at the stadium, but it's broadcast on this news radio and then Cat Country. So about 40,000-50,000 people listen in while they're watching the fireworks. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's awesome. I know, you know, y'all put a lot of work into this event over the years and really trying to, you know, amp it up or improve it and bring new things to it each and every year. But this is really a good way for families to come down and see the fireworks. You know, there's so much parking right there. And Peter, I don't know if the parking at the Wahoo Stadium is free that night or not, or if it's, you know, a small charge, but there's certainly a lot of parking spots there. So it's easy to find a place to park. And again, I know the Wahoos, they also have an event that goes on. That's kind of a little bit of a maybe partnership, but they have the symphony up on the screen while y'all's event's going on. And again,
their event's really cool. You're right. They have a baseball game on July 3rd, which has the fireworks, which is cool. And then Friday with the 4th, they turn on the switch at the stadium and have all kinds of events for kids, and then broadcast the symphony through there. And even the back deck of that of the baseball stadium overlooking the amphitheater park is really a cool way to watch the show too. So it's a great 1-2 with the Blue Wahoo Stadium and the team, and they've been a great partner in this for the last 9 years. So that's, you're right, tons of parking, easy to get in and out of, and quite frankly, it's a great way to kind of miss that whole Main Street parking, which turns into a parking lot essentially with people, and you can pull right into that Blue Wahoo Stadium and either choose the Blue Wahoo Stadium or walk down to the waterfront, and kids, chairs, blankets, coolers, food, have a picnic lunch, dinner rather, and you know, it's a great way to get the kids down there. So and the symphony does a really wonderful job. Bob Snowden's going to be the guest conductor this year. You know, everybody knows him. He's done some of the music in the parks for years. He's just a wonderful guy, great asset in the community. He really makes it fun for everybody, and the music's patriotic, fun. Recognize all the individuals that serve in each of the branches. It's a really cool way to, right now with American politics that are so divisive, and we have everyone, I just feel like every day you turn on the news, it gets depressing, and everybody arguing about everything. And this is a great way to come together as a community, no matter where you are in the political spectrum, and recognize what a great, phenomenal country we have. And we have the ability to all voice our opinions but come together as one and celebrate all those that got us here. And the military has a great presence. They have about 50 folks from the base that come out and have front row seating, and we get to celebrate them and all they do and sacrifices both them and their family make too. So, which is a really nice way to salute to the branches, especially our, our beloved Navy and here in the community.
I want to kind of run through details of what they need to expect for Friday, when they need to get down there, what all is going to be going on for Symphony Sparks and Stars this Friday on 4th of July.
Well, thanks for having me, Walker. The Symphony kicks off at 7:30, but I would be parking your car about 6:30, quarter to 7, and unloading the family and chairs or whatever you got, walking into the amphitheater. It's a quick walk, about 5 minutes. There's plenty of parking. And come in and find you a spot in the amphitheater. Coolers, chairs are welcome. Feel free to bring dinner, snacks, and come on in and sit down and enjoy the show that kicks off at 7:30 with a presentation of the colors, national anthem, Navy flyover, which is my favorite part, pretty cool. And then the symphony kicks off with some fun patriotic music. They play until 9. And then the fireworks start right at 9 o'clock. It's a great vantage spot for the fireworks, easy in and out, and a great way to enjoy the symphony. So appreciate you having me on, and we're hoping for great weather again and be right when the sun sets so it cools off a little bit. It's a great way to celebrate the 4th.
Yeah. Well, I want to just, thank you for putting on such a special event like this in downtown, and continue to do it each and every year, and really highlighting, the military in this community and putting on a really cool celebration that is family friendly and people can come out and enjoy for free and enjoy their city on the 4th of July. So Peter, thanks for calling in this morning and telling folks what, giving them another option of what to do on Friday afternoon for the fireworks.
Thanks, Walker. Appreciate you having me. Have a great day.
You too.
We are going to head to the newsroom and headlines with David Wayne.
Well, thank you very much, PJ. House Republicans have secured a late night breakthrough on President Trump's big, beautiful bill. After hours of internal GOP wrangling, the House did narrowly pass a key procedural vote that passed 219 to 213. It moves the multi-trillion-dollar spending package forward. The bill now heads to a final vote later this morning. It's just one step away from heading to President Trump's desk. Freed Hamas hostage Eden Alexander will be meeting with President Trump and the First Lady today in the Oval Office. Alexander was held captive for 584 days. He is believed to be the last American freed. He's a 21-year-old dual U.S. Israeli citizen who joined the Israeli Defense Forces at 18. He was captured during the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. Now, Sean Diddy Combs is staying in jail, at least until sentencing. He was found guilty yesterday of transporting people for prostitution. Combs, though, was found not guilty on the most serious charges against him. Those included racketeering and sex trafficking. He is expected to be sentenced on October 3rd. There's an investigation underway after a small plane crashed. This happened during takeoff in New Jersey. 15 people were hurt. The skydiving plane went down on Wednesday at the Cross Keys Airport in Gloucester County after a pilot reported engine trouble. Authorities are calling it a mass casualty incident. Emergency teams responded to the scene there. There's a new study out that warns that no amount of processed meat is safe for your health. Researchers have analyzed data from over 60 studies. They found that regularly eating even small amounts of processed meat, sugary drinks, and trans fats can raise the risk of diabetes, heart disease, and colorectal cancer. The study showed a link, but it did not prove cause and effect. And the Wisconsin Supreme Court stopping a state abortion ban. The 1849 near-total ban had technically retaken effect after the Supreme Court overturned federal abortion rights. However, abortion providers in the state resumed the procedure in 2023 after a judge ruled the ban was superseded by a more recent law. Supreme Court justices there in Wisconsin voted 4-3 along ideological lines to affirm the lower court's ruling that overturned the ban. It's 5:59. That's our headlines here on News Radio 92.3.
All right. Thank you, David. And we had that replayed interview from Peter Mouget talking about the fireworks that are going to be happening at the Hunter Amphitheater behind the Blue Wahoo Stadium. Don't forget Blue Wahoos will be open. They'll be having some folks there. You can go down. We're going to have Chrissy on from Pensacola Young Professionals talking about the big show they've got in partnership with the Chamber. And also, don't forget about Pensacola Beach. We talked to Mike Burns yesterday, 9 o'clock on Friday, tomorrow night. Out at the beach, fireworks as well. So we hope you have a safe 4th of July, and we'll be back after the break.